From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Pope Francis celebrates Mass in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia on the final day of his U.S. tour. Sunday's event on Benjamin Franklin Parkway marked the end of a five-day visit that captured the attention of many Americans and energized the Pope's followers. Earlier on Sunday, Francis met with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia to discuss the issue of sexual abuse of youths by Catholic priests. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The Pope addressed the bishops at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, where he's been staying during his visit. He said he met with victims of sexual abuse by priests and said God weeps for them. He said the church must openly address these cases of abuse.
These cannot be maintained in secret. And I commit to a careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all responsible will be held accountable.
From the seminary, the Pope traveled to the Curran Fromhold Correctional Facility, where he met with about 100 inmates and repeated his call for the Roman Catholic Church to devote more attention to people marginalized and forgotten by society, including the poor, immigrants, and prisoners. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
France says it has launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. French President François Hollande said Sunday that six fighter jets struck an Islamic State training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. His office said the strikes were conducted independently of the U.S.-led coalition that has been attacking insurgent positions in Iraq and Syria. This is VOA.